It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we have a special guest in from Elder Care. We have the Executive Director, Cordell Rumsey. And Cordell, first of all, welcome. Great to have you in studio today.
Thank you, Tom. Happy to be here.
All righty. You're the Executive Director. How long have you been with him?
Right at about 2 years.
Oh, right.
Very good. Just kind of wrapping up my second year.
It's been an interesting time.
Been an interesting year, for sure.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, you know, at Elder Care, really a resilient organization. So many people depend on Elder Care for a variety of services here in Washington County.
Yes, absolutely. It's we've got an amazing group of people there, and we're trying to take care of the seniors of our community, mm-hmm. and that staff is just amazing. They come together and do what they can to try to help everybody.
Now, at Elder Care, we provide a lot of different services and lots of information for our seasoned citizens so that they can go about and have a normal life that's kind of stress-free. That's the goal, anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of services do we provide?
Well, there's numerous services we provide, but mm-hmm. we also try to serve as kind of an information hub for seniors. So we want to give them a place to call if they have questions or are looking for specific services. We can, if we don't provide it, we can point them in the right direction.
So you have all that information under one roof. That's good.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And it's primarily years of experience. Elder Care has been around since 1983, mm-hmm. and we just have tried to become the experts in seniors and keeping seniors independent.
Well, that is great. And as a seniors, they want to be independent as long as they can possibly be independent. And I think everybody wants to be independent as long as they possibly can. Now, I understand that we have been very busy with flu shot season. We started early this year.
Yes.
How's that been going?
Phenomenal. a lot of physicians were recommending that people get their flu shot early this year based on all that's going on with COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to have our first clinic 2 weeks ago. We did a drive-through clinic, served close to 300 people.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of shots.
Yes, and everybody driving through the parking lot. It was very fine-tuned. It worked out perfectly. It really did.
You know, that takes a good, strong team and a lot of good coordination and people just kind of anticipating things in order to pull that off, especially the first time.
Absolutely. We were talking earlier, and the experience in that building, they bring so much expertise and opinion, and we were able to coordinate it really well.
Well, that is unbelievable. Cordell Rumsey is with us here, Executive Director with Elder Care. Now, the shots are still going on, and these are on Saturdays?
Saturdays, yes. So tomorrow will be our third clinic, and it'll also be a drive-through. Mm-hmm. It'll start at 9 in the morning, and you can call and pre-register, or you can just show up tomorrow, and we'll get you through the process and get you vaccinated.
Probably best if you call ahead, right?
Call and register, pre-register if you can. Yes, definitely. Yes, yes.
It's okay if you need a shot on the whim, but think about it.
Right, right. Well, it keeps things moving a little smoother if everybody's pre-registered.
Oh, yeah, that's good because there is some paperwork involved.
Yes.
We have to make sure we're giving the right shot to the right person.
Exactly.
Now, I understand that you have the regular dose and you have the
High dose. Yeah. If you're 65 or older, it's recommended that you have the high dose. Mm-hmm. But the low dose is for you and I could have the low dose, no problem at all.
That's great. Yeah. Now, on the days, like say next Saturday, that would be an indoor?
The plan is to alternate. So drive through, mm-hmm. then walk in, then drive through. And so next Saturday should be a walk in. But, you know, just based on the demand for the drive-through, we've talked about potentially making them drive-throughs as opposed to walk-in, but
seems to be working better.
Yes, but logistically it kind of puts a little extra strain on the staff to do the walk-through.
Understood. We'll probably still deal with both. That's good because everyone's getting that opportunity. If you so desire to get that flu shot, it is available at Elder Care. We want you to pre-register. There are some things you need to go through and take care of and what have you, and that way you can be on your way and you can feel a whole lot better about yourself as we get into the chilly part of the season here in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you just call elder care to pre-register and let them know that they would like to pre-register for the flu clinic. And that number is 918-336-8500.
Cordell, this is really something else. I've been speaking with Jennifer Ennis about this too. One by one, some of the activities are starting to reblossom, as they say, regroup, fine-tune, and it's scaled for the situation, for everyone's health.
Yes.
How are we doing as we're starting to kind of rebloom?
That is going really well. We were talking earlier, and you know, elder care is such a large building, and we were blessed with that several years ago. Uh-huh. But that enables us to socially distance. And so our physical therapy and speech therapy have expanded their areas where they treat the mm-hmm. patients into. Even our boardroom is occupied with physical therapy equipment right now. And they're back up to about 75% of what they were doing prior to COVID. Mm-hmm. And our adult day healths, we're taking it very slow with the adult day health because you are kind of bringing a group of seniors into a building. And so there's some logistical challenges there keeping everybody socially distanced.
And I imagine there's a little apprehension too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So because nobody wants to dive in. They want to get back to normal, but they want to make sure we're doing it safely.
Absolutely.
So we're not jumping on the bus and heading places quite yet.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's going to be a ways down the road, hopefully sooner rather than later. But
And when this clears up, don't be a bit surprised if you have to order another bus because folks are going to be ready.
Exactly. But as of now, we're just going to do everything we can to keep everybody safe and err on the side of caution when there's any question. And knock on wood, we've done a phenomenal job. So,
one of the things that some people don't realize that you do during the summer months, you have that Project Cool Room, and I understand that went very well, considering COVID and everything else this year.
Yes, that's one of those things that we really don't advertise. We don't, you know, we don't need to because they knock our doors down trying to get the air conditioners, and we lent all of our air conditioners out. We were blessed to have had some extra new air conditioners this year, and they all went out. And we just do what we can to try to help the people that need the help. And
that's all you can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I understand that folks who need some in-home services, those are available, but again, with a great deal of caution and care for everyone's health and safety.
Yes, absolutely. Our Brighter Living Services is a in-home companion service, and there's several things that we're able to do and to help people while they're in their home. And you know, you can always call and ask questions if there's certain things that you're not sure fall under our license or don't fall under our license. But that Brighter Living Services has really, really grown over the last 2 or 3 months or 6 months, I guess. And so getting staff has been a huge challenge. So we are absolutely looking for staff for our Brighter Living, certified nurses, aides, caregivers to keep up with the demand.
That's really cool. You know, it's been such a strange year. But elder care is always going to be there in one way, shape, or form. And your group has been able to navigate the waters well. I mean, even this despite having your major fundraiser postponed.
Yes.
That's been amazing. I sure hope the generosity of folks who have benefited, their families have benefited from elder care, kind of picked up the torch there and got that, what do we call that, a cyber ticket?
Just right, exactly.
I hope you followed through on that, folks, because it's really, really needed. Now, you are a charity.
Yes, we're a nonprofit, and I always say that we really are owned by the community of Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. It's a nonprofit organization. There are no owners. We're here to serve our community. Our organization belongs to this community, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community either. Our programs kind of, some of them produce revenue, but nowhere near enough revenue to keep going and provide all the services that we try to provide. Mm-hmm. And not having the fundraiser it'll be a big challenge. We've got a lot of big challenges ahead of us.
But we also have some pretty big angels here, and we also have a lot more smaller angels who are able to sometimes do a little blessing, as they say.
Yes.
And folks, I'm just going to say, if it's in your heart and if it's in your wallet and you have the means, by all means, check it out.
Yeah, thank you very much. We couldn't do it without their support.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we get a little older, you find that these resources that elder care provides are just invaluable. Like say, if you're a person who's approaching your mid-60s, early to mid-60s, there's that thing called Medicare, what is this? All of a sudden, your life changes, and there's some paperwork that's going to change your life. And it seems like every year or two, or even in between, the friendly folks in Washington, D.C., I say that with a wink and a nod, will change the verbiage here and there on what's going on with these programs. Elder care has really stepped up to really be a pretty good advocate to at least give out the information as it's currently being disseminated and in the present time so that you don't see a curveball. You don't get caught looking.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we have a couple staff members that are certified and in Medicare consultation. And there are so many questions. And I've been in senior healthcare for over 20 years, and I still don't understand it all. But people have questions about their Medicare benefits. They have questions about their Medicare Part D plans. And we're there to serve them, and we don't charge for that. That's just a service that we provide, and you can call and make an appointment. They're trying to do the appointments over phone
now.
But they can answer all your questions and at least get you pointed in the right direction.
You know, the government's really good at writing things in government language, but they're not really good at breaking it down into people speak. And that's where your translators come in, exactly. And they do a great job. Everyone I've spoken to who's had to use the resources or felt the need to use the resources have come away just feeling a whole lot better because, aha, now I get it.
That's exactly right.
It takes a lot of stress off.
Right, right. Yeah, and our staff there is just, like I said earlier, they're seasoned, and they love what they do. They love our organization, and they've stuck around through thick and thin over the years. And so we have a lot of very experienced staff members, and they sure have helped me get through the first couple years, too.
Again, for the folks who missed it, we're in the midst of our flu shot. We started this early, but we do have a drive-through clinic. And let folks know the time and the location.
It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Elder Care. Mm-hmm. And Elder Care's kind of back behind Walmart on Swan Drive.
Behind Green Country Village and all that area?
Yeah. You take that Swan Drive past Walmart, mm-hmm. kind of jog around past Green Country, and mm-hmm. we're right there on the right-hand side. You'll see the signs and the cones out there tomorrow because hopefully we can keep that traffic flowing perfectly like we did last time.
So. Now, for folks who've not done this before, it's new to them, they need to really call and make an appointment because we do have paperwork concerns and a few other things that have to, it'll make your experience better.
Yes.
Everyone's experience better.
Yes. And so we'll go from 9 a.m. till 12. They break for lunch, and they start up again at 1 o'clock and go until 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of vaccinations.
Yes. Yes. My duty is breakfast, lunch, and bringing ice chests full of drinks just to kind of keep everybody fed and hydrated during the process. But the staff and volunteers are just amazing.
I imagine they are. And Cordell Rumsey, thank you for being with us right here on K1 for our community connection with Elder Care. It's about eldercare.org. Is that the
yes, website? That's correct.
There you go. That's one in a row for me today. It's kind of early, though.
Right.
And if you have any questions, of course, you can call. And what is your number?
It's 918-336-8500. We'll be happy to take any questions.
You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Morton Kneecap Funeral Home.